you and I talked after the game. There were some things that you obviously would want back. You know, not so thrilled to how they went in the game. So when you came out to practice today, what was on the forefront of your mind that you wanted to really work on today?
Really just the details. We weren't in pads, so assignment is really big because we're not really having full contact. So that was one of the biggest things for me is just being assignment sound, you know, not having any mental errors. And, you know, also just practicing well, doing everything the right way.
I saw that, and probably not allowed to talk on this specifically, but I've seen in general that Sylvester Kroom is kind of tough on you. Do you take that as a good sign that he is tough on you because he knows the potential that you have and he wants you to grow into the full potential that you have?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I think that he's doing a great job as a coach, just pushing not only me but the rest of the guys in the room. You know, and he's not letting anything slide, you know, and he's one of those coaches. He's going to coach you until you get it right and perfect it, and you want it that way. So when the game comes around, it's just like second nature, and you're able to do it that much better.
I'm sure you're anxious to get back on the field against Atlanta and maybe, you know, have a good, clean game, you know, not put the ball on the ground, but Are you the kind of guy that can even keel, like not think about it too much and just take every play at a time and not worry about, I guess, the big picture of trying to maybe redeem the last game?
Right. I think you got to. I think you got to just, you know, it's a new game, entire new defense, new environment. I think it's just you got to take it a play at a time and just focus on that play, you know, that task at hand, because if you're focusing on other things, you're not going to be able to execute that play to your best ability. And that's really my mindset going into each game is just taking it a play at a time and trying to execute each play.
I know there's been those little mistakes that you say, you know, you want to fix. But overall, are you feeling pretty good about what you've shown these coaches so far and how you've performed so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling good. You know, just trying to get better each game. You know, these preseason games, we only have two more. And, you know, trying to go out with a good game, go out with a bang, and try to maximize each opportunity I get on the field.
So the coach said it at the press conference. You're not a fumbler. You weren't in college. I mean, I saw every game at UW. So what's been the transition for you? It seems like most of it is with the exchange. So what's the difference there with last year with Keith Price and maybe this year now with these new quarterbacks that has been it's become an issue?
Well, I mean, probably the biggest difference is there's a lot more tracks that we're running this year as opposed to at UW. We only had a few tracks there, probably two or three inside zone, outside zone here. You know, there's a lot more flexibility on our tracks, and it's really just up to me to just pay attention to, you know, detail on each of the tracks and perfect them. And I think once I get that aiming point right with the quarterback and everything, I think those fumbles are going to take care of itself, because most of them are just on the exchange.
What does that mean in terms of tracks? Why is that different than what it would be in college in terms of the exchange?
Just with different running plays, you know, different aiming points. Each running play is designed to hit a different hole. And, you know, so that's kind of just how it goes. You know, your aiming point, it all has to do with aiming points and what hole you're trying to hit initially on the play.
Do you feel like right now you're just kind of working to get on that comfort level to where are you trying to speed the game up and get it, you know, too fast and hit the hole quicker than, you know, you need to, or what is it?
Yeah, just obviously just being patient, you know, keeping that pocket open and staying disciplined to your track regardless of what's going on, regardless of how it's looking in front of you, and really pressing the line of scrimmage before I make any cuts in the backfield, and just little detail stuff like that. And again, once I get those cleaned up, you know, I think everything's going to get better when it comes to holding on to the ball and ball security.